Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Dal was starting 6 lines to the bottom of Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Yesterday we spoke about that originally, originally they made a gzera that no kelim could be moved on Shabbos, and they made a very stringent gzera muksa because people were very lax on Hilchos Shabbos, and they said only 3 very specific kelim that you needed for Shabbos were able to be used. Everything else had a different muksa. You weren't allowed to move anything, not l'tzarech gufay, not l'tzarech mekaymai, even if it was a klish malach l'hatah. However, slowly they relaxed those Isurim based on people accepting Shabbos and doing more and more on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar B'chanina, B'mein Nechemiah ben Chachal, Nishtav B'shizu. This Tesefta that said that B'rishayna Eim Shloisha came with Tom Shabbos, that was actually something that was occurred during the time of Nechemiah ben Chachal, Dechsev, by Yom Mehma, during those times, you Isi B'Yuda, I saw in you the Darkam Gitais B'Shabbos, that they were pressing wine in their vats on Shabbos, on V'in Haremas, and they were bringing heaps in from the field. And they weren't careful on Yisur Shabbos, and that's why Nechemiah ben Chachalia made the Takana. However, afterwards, Hetiru v'chaz b'tiru v'chaz b'tiru, slowly they relaxed their Yisurim, and they were matter other things. So we had a machlokes before between Abai and Rava. Both Abai and Rava are moida that klishim lach l'hato is mutl l'tzarek gufa l'tzarek mekaymai. However, klishim lach l'lissa, according to Abai, dafka mutl l'tzarek gufa, but not l'tzarek mekaymai. According to Rava, l'tzarek gufa l'tzarek mekaymai it's mutl. However, you can't move it from Chama into sail into shade. Amar Ablaza, the Gemara continues. Ablaza said, Kanan, Umaklis, Glustru, Maducha. We have 4 different Mishnais that speak about these 4 different types of things, which the Gemara will bring in a moment. Kulan Kaidim Ataras Kalim Nishnu. All these Mishnais were learned prior to the final Heta of Kalim, Evil Fiya Bayan Rava, but ultimately, definitely, sometime between the Takana of Nechem Mechachalia and the final Takana, but it wasn't based on the final Takana. What is that? Kanan the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Loisi da Kanan, Valin Thalas and Dechas Shabbos, but the Gate of Lechem upon him. The Lechem upon him would sit on the Shulchan the entire week, and therefore it could potentially get moldy, and even though there was an ace and they stayed warm, but still ain't same chanal and ace. And they used to have golden tubes between each of the lechem upon him in order that it shouldn't sit one on top of the other and get moldy. However, before Shabbos, they would actually go take out those tubes and they would only replace them after Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, because on Shabbos it would be also to take out or to put back in the tubes in order to separate the lechem. Why should it be that it would be also to move? It must be because even though there was a klishim lach l'heta, but it wasn't mutter to use at all based on the takana. The same thing by the case of Machlis, the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, B'digeir Pesach, that although by all Karbonis, they had hooks in the base of Mikdash, they would hang up the behemoth from the bottom to the top, so it was upside down, and you'd be able to skin the behemoth in the base of Mikdash. However, when there were so many people in the base of Mikdash during the time that they were Makar the Karbon Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, if it was during the weekday, the Mishnah says, Machlis, Dak, and Chalak, and Hayusham, there were thin poles that were smooth, that was in the base in English, you placed it on your shoulder and your shoulder of your friend, and the title of and you'll be able to hang the animal from it, and then you'll be able to skin the carbon. However, if it would be the 14th, it would fall out on a Shabbos, and even though these poles were klishim alach l'heter, we couldn't use them because this was at the time of Nechemya. So miniach yoda al kesef chaver, and we turn to chavdal al amin aleph, then you place your hand on the shoulder of your friend, and the hand of your friend on your shoulder, the toilum option, and that's the way they skinned the animals, but they couldn't use the poles, as we just explained. Now, Taisa points out that the case of Lechem Panim and the case of the Pesach were both in the base of Mikdash, and we know the Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. He says, but Kama Shfusim Eshcham Mikdash Shegazu Pam L'Tzarech Ki Hacha B'Kanu Maklis L'Fi Yishayim Mechal and Shabbos. Since they saw the Mechal and Shabbos, therefore there was certain Shfusim that actually applied to the base of Mikdash as well. We continue with the third case of Glistra, where that Mishnah that we're going to mention in a moment was said prior to the final Takanas of Muksa, and more in the time of Nechemya. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Naga Sheish Barash Glistra, if you have a peg which was used as a lack for a door, and at the end it had some sort of a ball, you let it remove it, but sliding it from this door to another doorway on Shabbos, but you now actually handle it. It's almost like you're allowed to do tiltum at sad, but you now actually be metalkled. Why can't you metalkled if it's a klishim lachlata? It must be because it's kaidim, the final gzera of buksa. That this is like any other kli that was used in preparation of food, that even even in the time of Nehemiah, it would be mutter to move, and therefore it could be metalta b'chotza, because this type of an item, even though it was used as lock, it also could be used, for example, to crush up food, and that's why it would be mutter to use. What is the fourth case? Maducha hadamar, and that's the mission that we had earlier, that maducha m'yesh b'ashum metalta l'isa, v'imlav e metalta l'isa. Now, l'chayra, why can't you move it, even though it's a klisha m'lachta l'isa, l'fi abaya, you should be able to move it at least l'tzarech kufay, and l'fi rabbi, you should be able to move it l'tzarech kufay, l'tzarech m'kaymay. So it must be that this mishnah was also said prior to the final takana. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Mimai, who said these were prior to the final takana? Maybe all four of these mishnayos were actually taught after we already matter kelim, like we said before. However, kanim tai mimai, mishum fushay. The whole reason that they took the kanim and they placed them in the shulchan at any point is because they didn't want the bread to become moldy. But between Friday evening and Shabbos night, the breads weren't going to become moldy. And therefore, maybe we weren't allowing you to put the kanim in or take them out because we wanted you to minimize your malacha on Shabbos. Maklis, Afshik Reb Elazar. Also by Maklis, he had another takana. You didn't have to use poles. You could have used your hands on top of your friend's shoulder and your friend puts his hand on your shoulder. And therefore, we didn't matter. We weren't matter that. Glustra, Kerebiana, Damrabiana, B'chatz Shein Merevis, Askinon. That we're talking over there by B'chatz Shein Merevis. And that's why Rabbi Shua says you have to slide it and you can't actually move this lock from one door to the other, because Rabbi Shua Sava Techa Pesach Lufnim Dami, that anything that's inside the Pesach is like it's inside the bias, and therefore the Kabbalatam Mana, the Batim Chatzah, you're carrying a Kli from the bias into the Chatzah, which would be Asa, and Rabbi Tavin Sava Techa Pesach Lufnami, the inside of Pesach, the doorway, is like it's outside, it's already in the Chatzah, Umana the Chatzah, the Chatzah Kabbalatam, and therefore you're carrying a Kli of the Chatzah in the Chatzah, and that's why it would be Mutter. And the last Mishnah of Maducha is Rav Nechemiah is going to feed the Das Yachid of Rav Nechemiah, that he holds that no keli could be nital el tzerich tashmish hamyuchad. You can only use it for its specific tashmish. And therefore, if you want to take a kli shmalach l'issa now and move it and use it as a chair, for example, that would not be mutter. That's going to feed the Das Yachid of Rav Nechemiah. Now, really, Rabbi could have responded to other two to him. He could have said, first of all, that the Maducha is potentially muksa machzub chesaron, just like we said at Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. And he also could have said, like we said, that you move it mechama to tzel, and everyone agrees by klisha malach l'issa, you're not allowed to move it from chama to tzel. Meaning, both lefi abaya that holds klisha malach l'issa, you're only allowed to move l'tzarek kufay, and lefi rabba, you're allowed to move it l'tzarek kufay, l'tzarek mekaymay. However, mechama to tzel, everyone agrees you're not allowed to move it. We continue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah will say a very general rule and we'll explain it better in the Gemara. Call Kalim Tel and Tzarek Shalom Tzarek. Any Kli that could be used, you could take it both Tzarek and Shalom Tzarek. Rav Nechemiah says, Any Tel and Tzarek, a Kli could only be taken for Tzarek, which we'll explain in the Gemara. The Mishnah said, Call Kalim Tel and Tzarek Shalom Tzarek. For the Gemara, My Tzarek, My Shalom Tzarek. What does this mean? Rabbi explains that tzarech is referring to davish malach l'hata, then you're allowed to use it l'tzarech kufay. You're allowed to use it for any tzarech that is a mutter dikur malacha, you're allowed to use with this kli, even if it's not its ikur malacha. Shalei l'tzarech is davish malach l'hata, l'tzarech b'kaymai. Even if it's only l'tzarech b'kaymai, not for the item itself to use it, but because you want to use that spot, you're allowed to also move it. And we're not going to explain the words l'tzarech kufay, l'tzarech b'kaymai further. But davish malach l'issa, l'tzarech kufay, l'tzarech b'kaymai light. Now, this is not in the Mishnah, but Rab is explaining his own Shita that we saw actually from the Gemara before, where we said by Kornis that Rab said is a Kornish on Afachim, which means it was a Klisha Malach L'Issa, and he said over there that was Mutal L'Tzarech Kufay to go and break the nutshells. However, L'Tzarech Mekayim was also, and this is actually the Shita of Abaya that we saw on Kuf Gemara and Bay. So Rab and Abaya both agree with each other. Some have the guest over here that Amar Abaya, but also Rav Nechemiah Lameima, and the say for the Mishnah was that Rav Nechemiah said that Filu Davish Malach L'Heta L'Tzarech Kufay in L'Tzarech Mekayim. That the only heta on davish malach l'heta is to move the l'tzarech kufay, but not l'tzarech mekaymai. However, if it would be a klisha malach l'issa, Rav Nechemiah would hold that it would be also not only l'tzarech mekaymai, but even l'tzarech kufay. Amli Rava, Rava says l'tzarech mekaymai shloi l'tzarech karisli. How do you say in Taich to Mishnah that the word shloi l'tzarech is referring to tzarech mekaymai? Tzarech mekaymai is also a tzarech of a person, and therefore you can't call that shalom l'tzarech. Elam Rav explains l'tzarech is davish melach l'hata bein l'tzarech kufa bein l'tzarech mekaymai. When it's melach l'hata, then you can move l'tzarech kufa and l'tzarech mekaymai. When we said shalom l'tzarech mishtav afilu mecham l'tzel, you have no reason to move it except you want to protect the kli and move it from the heat to the shade. That is not the tzarech of a person. It's shalom l'tzarech of a person, even though it's the tzarech of the kli. The davish melach l'isa, then l'tzarech kufa l'tzarech mekaymai in mecham l'tzel loy. He's Mekel and says by a Dovish Malach Lissa, you can actually move it even the Tzarek Kufa, the Tzarek Mekayim. Again, this is not in the Mishnah, but he's explaining to us the din of Klish Malach Lissa. The Asarab Nechemi Lomema, the Afilu Dovish Malach Lheta, the Tzarek Kufa, the Tzarek Mekayim in. Again, he's Mekel and says the Tzarek Mekayim, the Fiyar Nechemi, you can even move the Tzarek Mekayim. However, Mecham Alatel, you can't move from Chavin Tzel. So Yasir Rav Safar, Rav Achbar Huna, Rav Huna Bach Huna, the three Amorayim were sitting, the Yasbi Vakam, and they were saying, the Rabba, Koy to Rabba Limu Nechemi, that holds a Klish Malach Lissa, you're only allowed to move l'tzarech kufa, not l'tzarech mekaymai. So how do ka'aris hechru tafulun? After our meal, when we have plates that are dirty, how do you move them away from the table? That would be considered l'tzarech mekaymai. It's not l'tzarech kufa. So I'm l'u rav safra, me to have our graf shorei. Just like we had a heta, and we give a dispensation on something that's ma'is, that we allow you to move it out of your house or out of your chatzah. So therefore here also, we give you a heta to move your ka'aris because they're dirty, and therefore we're allowed to move it off the table, even though it's l'tzarech mekaymai. And I'm l'u rav safra, the same question. Lamar, that our friends already were metagma. Again, Rav Safra was the same person who was sitting with Achbar Huna, Rav Huna, and he explained needed to have our graf shorei like we just explained. We had a brisa maducha miyesh b'ashum metalfleisa. If you have a mortar that has garlic inside, you're allowed to move it. If lav a metalfleisa, if not, you're not allowed to move it. Now this mortar is a klish malach l'issa, and therefore if you have bay and rabbit makes sense because it's a klish malach l'issa. You only allowed to move l'tzarech kufay and not l'tzarech mekaymai. So when the brisa says a metalfleisa, it means l'tzarech mekaymai. But according to Rava, that you hold that you're allowed to move a klish malach l'issa, both l'tzarech kufa and l'tzarech mekaymai, then what does it mean? Aim atal l'issa. The Gemara answers: Hachem ha'iskinu mecham l'tzel. That talking about a case, you're moving from the tzon to the tzel, and of course, Rava said over there that you're not allowed to do it. That would be also because it's not considered l'tzarech kufa or l'tzarech mekaymai. Now we had this Gemara before a couple of times. One time we answered that it's talking about muksa machlus chasarnkis, and one time we answered that it's going like the shita's Rav Nechemia. But over here we give it different teretz. Eisvei similar kasha from the Gemara we had before about Beishamay, Beishil, but the gay yontiv, they allow to chop on a pestle basa because, or Lufi Beishil at least, we allow you to do it with Tzarech Simchas Yontiv. However, it says over there, Vishavin, that Beishil and Beishamay both agree, Shem Kitzel basa, once you do cut the basa on it, now Shasal Tafli, now remove it at all. So once again, the question is on Rava, that L'chari, if it's a Klish Malach L'issa, it's Shem Muta, both L'tzarech Kufa and L'tzarech Mekaymai, so why would we say it's Asal Tafli? The Gemara once again answers, Hachanami mecham l'tzel. We're talking, it's going from cham l'tzel, which is not l'tzerech kufa and not l'tzerech mekaymai, and that's why it's asal l'talploi. The Gemara now asks a general question on the Mishnah. About the time we learned in Masechet Beah, ein seim chesakadeir brikas v'chein medalas. You can't support a pot or a door with a piece of wood on yontiv. In fact, the Gemara va bikas to be yontiv davish malach l'hetu. A piece of wood you can use on yontiv, it's davish malach l'hetu because you could use it to make a fire. And alma davish malach l'hetu bein l'tzerech kufa bein l'tzerech mekaymai. Also, our Mishnah said no matter who you learn, like if you learn like Abaya, Rabo, or Ravo, if it's Klish Malach Laheta, L'tzarech Kufa, L'tzarech Mekaymai is going to be Mutta. So why does the Mishnah and Beah say that it's Ein Seimchen? The Gemara says, Hasa Mai Taimor, Kivin the Bishabbos, Dovish Malach Lissu, since on Shabbos the same piece of wood is now a Klish Malach Lissu because they have no purpose that you can't use it to burn anything, and therefore, Gezira Atu Yantiv Atu Shabbos, we make a Gezira, you can't use it on Yantiv just like you can't use it on Shabbos. For acting more of Chitim Shabbos, Kufay Tishrei, Lachar on Shabbos should be Mutta, even though it's a Klish Malach Lissa. The Hadavish Malach Lissa, L'tzarech Kufa, L'tzarech Mekaymai Shari, that Lafi Rava, a Klish Malach Lissa, is Mutta L'tzarech Kufa, L'tzarech Mekaymai, and even if you have Bayan Rabba, it's Mutta L'tzarech Kufa, and here, using this piece of wood, is L'tzarech Kufa. The Gemara says, Hani Mil Hechadeh Kateris Klila, the only time we say a Klish Malach Lissa has to be a Kli. It actually has to be an actual Kli in order to have the Heta and this dispensation that using L'tzarech Kufa, L'tzarech Mekaymai. But Hechad Lekat Kateris Klila, for example, over here, where it's just a wood piece, and therefore it's not a Kli, then we don't give you the dispensation of using l'tzarech kufa l'tzarech mekayim and becomes completely asa. We don't say this cloud by a klish malach l'heta. Over there, it could be actually a dovish malach l'heta. It doesn't even have to be a kli, and we would still say it's mutl l'tzarech kufa l'tzarech mekayim. And therefore, really on yontiv, this piece of wood should be mutl because it's a klish malach l'heta, and it should be mutl to move l'tzarech kufa. However, since this piece of wood is a dovish malach l'issa on Shabbos, and that wouldn't be mutl even to move l'tzarech kufa, therefore we made a zero yontiv atu Shabbos. Afrek Gemara umigas vinu. really make a gzera of yotir v'atu Shabbos. But now we have a Mishnah that says Mashilim peiros derech aruv biyontim avoloi b'Shabbos. The Mishnah in Beis says that when people used to take their peiros and spread them on their roof in order to dry them out, and they saw that it's about to rain and there was a potential for a hefsim mamon, therefore we allowed a tircha on yotiv to put them through the roof in order to protect your money. However, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we didn't allow such a thing. Now, if we say this is a gzera of yontiv v'atu Shabbos, we should have said on yontiv it's also asa. The Gemara says, however, do we say we're not going to Shabbos yontiv? But now we have also a Mishnah for Rashi's in Megillah, ein ben yontiv l'Shabbos el eichel nafesh b'vad. That we don't make any difference between yontiv and Shabbos. We always make a gzera yontiv v'atu Shabbos, except by eichel nafesh, you'll have to do it on yontiv, and Shabbos you now do it. So Rabbi Yisav loikasha, the steerus hamishnayis is not kshveh. Harab Lezer harab b'shu. We can say Harab Lezer is the town of the Mishnah that says ein ben yontiv l'Shabbos, that we always make a gzera of yontiv v'atu Shabbos. And b'shu doesn't make a gzera. Where do we see this Harab Lezer and b'shu? The time we have a brisa, we saw this before. If you have two animals that fell into the bar, one is the mother, one is the child, one is the father and the child, there's an issa to shech them on one day. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ma'al Shirishan Al-Manasal Shech, even though there's a tircha, we allow you to be matriach on yantiv in order to bring up the first one and shech it because it's tzarech tzimchas yantiv, v'shech it and you shech it. V'asheni, however, you can't bring up because now it'd be an issa of issa v'espanai. So issa l'panasal b'makaymai, you make sure it has food and therefore it doesn't die and there's not going to be a hefsid mamin b'shul shloyamis in order that it doesn't die. So if you're Rabbi Elazar, we see that you don't make a special heta, a special dispensation because of hefsid mamin. Rabbi Shua Omer, Ma'al Shirishan Al-Manasal Shech, you bring up the first behemoth in order to shecht it, but you don't actually shecht it. But then Omar, you make a trick, Omar's a sheni, and you bring up the second one because now there's no problem. Now you decided that's one, the one you want to shecht. Now, Rotz is a shecht. If you want to shecht the first one, you can shecht the first one. You want to do the second one, you can shecht the second one. So we see Rabbi Shua holds that we matter tircha shlei l'tzarech because of hefse mamin on yantim. The Gemara says, Mimai, who said that this is the svar samachleik is Dilma? I can't like Rabbi Lezer Hossam there. Rabbi Lezer says that it's us to do that al nefshel fanser because there's a way out. You could go and give it food and therefore it won't die. It won't be a hefsimamin. If there's no way and you can have it for sure, hefsimamin loy. Rabbi Lezer would agree in such a case that we allow you to do something, even a tircha shalei l'tzarech, because of hefsimamin. Inami, or you could say the opposite way. I can't come Rabbi Shua Hassam, the efshibai rama. By the animal, it looks like you're doing it l'tzarech yantiv. It's not a tircha shalei l'tzarech, it's tircha l'tzarech yantiv. But in the case of Mashilin, over there Rabbi Shua would say that for sure looks like a tircha shalei l'tzarech. There's no way to make harama and make it look like you're doing l'tzarech yantiv, and therefore even if they have some mamin, he wouldn't allow you to do that over there. And therefore the Gemara says, Elam Rapapa like Kasha, HaBeishameh HaBeisol. We're going to make a difference between the two Mishnayas, between Beishameh and Beisol. The Mishnah of Ein Bein Shabbos Yantiv El Eichel Nefesh Bilvad, that's going like Beishameh, and he holds we always Geizer Yantiv Atu Shabbos. And Beisol would be the Tana of the Mishnah that said Mashilin, because he is not Geizer Yantiv Atu Shabbos. The Tanam Beishameh, I mean, we turn to Chavdal on the Beis, a Metzian Sakotav Zalul Beisifatar Lushis Ravim, Beisol Matirin. Just like we see B'negei Yitzhara, Beishameh says that we're not Matha Shaloi Lutzerich, Atu Lutzerich Eichel Nefesh, and the same thing would apply to Muksa, that we say Ein Bein Yantiv Lushabbos. There's no differential between Yantiv and Shabbos, El Eichel Nefesh Bilvad. However, Beisil says Mutah Shalei Litzarech to do Eitzah, he would also say that you would have a Heta to do Muksa Shalei Litzarech. For example, by the case of the Paris, we would allow you to save your Paris and not have a Hefsid, even though it's a Tircha Shalei Litzarech and a Tiltal Shalei Litzarech. But the Gemara is, Eimin Shabbos Lo Beishamah Yitzah. Maybe Beishamah said only his Dimba Degei Yitzah, because Yitzah is the Raisa on Shabbos. However, Tiltal Mishamah Slay, maybe he didn't say such a cloud by Tiltal on Tiltal, there may be a difference between Yantav and Shabbos. So how do you compare Tiltal on Yitzah? The Gemara says, of course you compare them, because V'Tiltal Gufay Lamishim Yitzahi isn't Tiltal itself because of Yitzah. The whole point of Tiltal is we ask you to touch things in order that you shouldn't come while you're touching them and moving them around to do Yitzah. And therefore, since it's exactly the same purpose of Tiltal, so that's why if Beishameh said that we're going to Yotav Atu Shabbos B'negei Yitzah, then he also would say that you're going to Yitzah Atu Shabbos B'negei Tiltal, and that it still applies even when there is a Hefsid. The Gemara continues, V'af Rav Savol Al-Hadri Rava. Rav holds like the Sheet of Rava that by Klish L'mlach L'Issa there's no difference L'tzarech Gufa L'tzarech B'kaim, that go both going to be Mutta. However, if it's Mecham or L'tzel, that's going to be Asa. Dam Rav, Rav says, Ma Shalayignav, if you want to put away a shovel in order that it doesn't get stolen, Zeo Tiltal Shalay L'tzarech, tzarech v'asa. That's shloile tzarech, and that would be asa. Now, keeping a shovel safe from being stolen, that is like moving mecham on tzel. So the Gemara says, time is shloile. The only reason he says asa is because you're doing it in order that it's not stolen. That's mecham on tzel. Aval tzarech gufa l'tzarech mekayim muta mashmir. If it would have been tzarech gufa l'tzarech mekayim, Rav would have said it's muta exactly like Rava. But the Gemara asks, any v'Rav Kahana iklu be Rav. Rav Kahana went to visit the house of Rav. V'amen Rav said, isle shusel kahana leisiv la. Bring a net for Rav Kahana to sit on. It must be lavla meimra, the davish malach lissa, the net which is davish malach lissa. It's l'tzarech kufi in only for him to sit on it would be muta, but l'tzarech mekay meloi. But if you just wanted to remove it in order to make space for Rav Kahana, that wouldn't be allowed. The Gemara says no. Hachi amalud. This is actually what he really meant. Shkoyel shusim mekay mekana. There was a net there and it was taking up space, and he told him move it in order for Rav Kahana to be able to sit in that spot, and that was actually klisha malach lissa. That he was being muta both l'tzarech kufi and l'tzarech mekay meloi. V'ibay sehem hasim mekay. Over there, in the case of Rav Kahana, Rav actually told him to bring it for him to sit. But it was in a case where it was in a bad spot, and people might think that he allowed it, even if it would be Mecham Otzel, not for Rav Kahana to sit on it, it would also be Mutah. Therefore, he specified and said, make sure you understand, I'm only allowing you to move it because it happens to be the Tzarek Gufa, because I'm allowing Rav Kahana to sit on it. But the fact that it was in a bad spot, that wouldn't have been enough of a Heta to allow to move something that's a Klish Malach Issa. Rav Mori Bar Yochel had lehi be sad yusa b'shimsha. Rav Mori Bar Yochel had pillows that were sitting in the sun that were to get ruined, and he wanted to bring them inside into the shade. So also chamei to Rav, he asked a shayla from Rav. Amalei malta t'luna. Am I allowed to move them on Shabbos? Amalei, since it's a dovish malach t'leheta, therefore it's muta even from the sun to shade. So he said isleachrina. However, I have other ones, and therefore why should I be able to move it? So he said, however, Rav said chazal achrim. You can still use it for achrim, and therefore it's a klish malach t'leheta. It was muta for any tiltel that's l'tzarich, and therefore even mecham. You're allowed to move it. In fact, I have many pillows. I have even for the Archim, and therefore I don't really need this for Shabbos. Rabbi responded, since these pillows are klish malach l'heta, therefore l'tzarech kufay l'tzarech b'kaymai, and to move from chamal tzel, I hold its muta. By you asking me these questions, it shows and it's megal das that you held like rabba, and therefore you wanted to figure a way that was l'tzarech kufay l'tzarech b'kaymai. You wanted to come up. Are the guests? Do I need it? Etc. It wasn't relevant to you mechamal tzel, and therefore for you it's going to be also because if you rabba the dinner is that it's also because mechamal tzel you're not allowed to move it. However, for me and anyone else, it would be muta because klish malach l'heta is even mutter to move mecham al tzel. Amr Rab Abba Amr Rab Chiyu Bar Ashi Amr Rab Machpeid Shal Milsa Mutter L'Talta M'Shabes Halva Shal Tmara Loi. There were two types of brooms or brushes that they used to use. It was either a cloth brush which was used to sweep off the table from the crumbs, and that's a klish malach l'heta. But the regular broom, which was made out of palm branches, that was also to use on Shabbos, and it's considered muksa. Why? Rashi says it's a klish malach l'issa. The asa m'shemashviri gumais, that it's going to have an issa of a tolda abayna, because the floors in those days in the houses were made out of dirt, and therefore by sweeping it, it'll actually fill in the holes, and that will be a problem of abayna. And even though your kavan is to sweep the house, and your kavan is not to fill up the holes, and therefore it's a davar shem miskavin, and Rav Shimon says it's going to be pata, but even Rav Shimon is maida by psikresh v'layomos, that you would be chayiv. However, Rav over here says, the smaller brush, it's mutl talim Shabbos, of tomorrow is not mutl. So Rav Leza oimeh, afshel tomorrow. The Gemara asks, how can it be machlekes between Rav and Rav Leza over here, if by the case of the tomorrow it's a klishim lachtel iso, and b'maya skinon, ilay militzer kufel tzayim mokaymai, b'holay merav shel tomorrow loy, how can you say Rav would say that of the tomorrow you can't use a tzarek kufel and tzarek mekayboy, and it's considered muksa for Rav Karavis relay. Rav holds like Rava, and like we said before, by klishal machtel issa, the tzarek kufel and tzarek mekayboy is muta. Ella mecham letzel. If you want to move it from chal and tzel, behal leim Rav Leza af shel tomorrow. How can Rav Leza say in that case even shel tomorrow would be muta? Everyone agrees that mecham letzel it would be also by klishal machtel issa. Both Rava and Abaya. The Gemara says la ilu mecham letzel. Really, it's going mecham letzel. And ema v'chein Rav Leza. Rav says it's also because mecham letzel you're not allowed to move it, and even Rav Leza agrees like that because everyone agrees by klishim lachlo issa that it will be also to move on Shabbos mecham letzel. We continue with the Mishnah. Kol kelim when you told me Shabbos shivrim when you told me about any kli that you can move on Shabbos not considered muksa, then the broken pieces that come from that kli is also able to be moved and it's not considered muksa. Or vachu isamei malacha. But in order for it not to be muksa, it has to be able to be used for any type of malacha. Rashi says shum malacha v'afilu einam einu nushani. Even if it's not similar to the first malacha that you were able to use with the kli, shivrei areva l'chaz ben espiyah chavis. We give an example. For example, if you have a broken piece of a mixing bowl, then you have to be able to use that broken piece to cover up the opening of a barrel. Or shivrei zechuchis, if you have a broken piece of glass l'chaz ben espiyah pach, then you have to be able to use it to cover up the flask. and that would be mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, no, it has to be more than that. It has to be that it was doing similar malach to what it was capable of doing beforehand. So shiver eva, a piece of the mixing bowl that breaks off. Lots of l'techa makva, so you could pour inside a parrot inside, which is similar, Rashi says, to what he used it originally for, because originally he used it to knead dough in it, and that's Rebbe's b'mayim. He also parrot is something that's made together with water. Mishas chuches, lots of l'techa shemen, also a glass kli, and if you have a piece that broke off, you have to be able to pour some oil into that, just like you would have done in a glass tube. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, as far as what you have to use it for, is Nishbu Erev Shabbos talking about if it was broken already on Erev Shabbos. The Masava, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to be able to do with this Shivrei Keli something which was similar, very close in performance to the original Lacha. But if it's something else, you can't do that, because in order to do that, you have to actually do a Maisa to change its usage. And before Shabbos, you never did that, and therefore the Kavanah alone, or now that I decide to use it for something else, that's not going to be enough, and it's considered Muksa. That as long as you can do some sort of Malacha, it doesn't make a difference what the Malacha is, that's good enough, it's still considered Kli, it's not bottled from Teres Kli, and therefore it's not considered Muksa on Shabbos. Aval Nishbu Shabbos, however, it broke on Shabbos, Divra Kal Mutarn, everyone's going to agree that at that point it's Mutar, because Ben HaShmashis, it wasn't Muksa, Hayel Mukhan Magavin, therefore it's Mutar. Since it was Mukhan, by the point of Bein HaShmash, you knew exactly that this was a Kli at that point and was you would not max and das from it, therefore it would be mut at this point as long as you can use it for any type of malacha. The Gemara is Masra of Zutra. Rav Zutra asks a question, how do you say that this is machlekes? But we notice a brayza that says masikim bekelim, ve'ei masikim b'shiv bekelim, that you'll add a fuel of fire on yontiv with a full kli, but not with shiv bekelim. Fratik Gemara, the nishbu emes. When was it broken? Ilam nishbu meir of yontiv. If it broke already, erev yontiv. Therefore, bein hashmash already was a broken kli. Eitzu ba'amanenu. Therefore, at that point, you knew that all you could use is for firewood, and therefore, why should it be also el lab yontiv? It must be that it happened on yontiv. Tani, and still we said masikim bekelim, ve'ei masikim b'shiv bekelim. Now, according to the way we just said, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, that we said if it happened on Shabbos, Divrei HaKol Mutarn Hol Mukhan Al Gabei Avien, so over here also, if it happened on Yontiv, then why should it be that Shivrei Kelim are Muksa, and you can't use it or move it in order to make a fire? It should be Mutta, because originally by Bein HaShmash it wasn't Muksa. Eli Yitma, Hachi Yitma. If we explain Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, it's going to be like this. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Machlekes on Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam is Shenishbru B'Shabbos, that this Kli was broken on Shabbos. The Mass of Mukhanu, the Tanakam holds, that it's Mukhan as long as it could still be used for some sort of malacha, therefore it's considered the same status, and therefore it's mutter to do on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds, since it can't be used for that specific malacha, therefore it's like a new kli, and it would be also to use because it's neilad, unless it's being used for a very similar type of function as the original kli. Al me'er Shabbos, if it was broken every Shabbos, divrei HaKol Mutar, and at that point everyone agrees it's mutter. Since originally on Erev Shabbos, before Bein HaShmashis, it was already set aside to be used for a new type of function, therefore that's its function. You don't have to actually do anything, and therefore it would be mutter, Bein Lefi Tana Kama, and even Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Now the next three brayos that we bring down are talking that they broke on Yontif, because if they would have broken on Erev Yontif, we said before that that would be firewood, and therefore for sure you're allowed to use it on Yontif. So Tani Chadu, we learned in one brayso, Masikim Mekelim, you're allowed to use a kli for firewood, but Ein Masikim B'Shivrei Kelim, however you're not allowed to use Shivrei Kelim. But Tani, we learned another brayso, Shem Shem Masikim Mekelim, Kach Masikim B'Shivrei Kelim, you could use either one for firewood, but Tani, we have a third brayso, Ein Masikim, Loi Bekelim, Loi B'Shivrei Kelim, you can use either for firewood. Dr. Mar, Harab Yudah, Harab Shem, Harab Nechamia, the first brayso that says Masikim Mekelim, Masikim B'Shivrei Kelim is Lefi Rabbi Yudah, because he holds it's a din of muksa and it's a din of neilad. So therefore, shivrei kelim you can't use because that's a problem neilad. However, a kli is not muksa, therefore you could use a keli. However, the second brayse is going like Rav Shimon that doesn't hold in the din of muksa, and therefore you could be masik bekelim and you could be masik shivrei kelim because you don't hold a muksa, you don't hold a neilad. And the third brayse that says ei masik lo bekelim lo shivrei kelim, the gat's going like Rav Nechemya. By shivrei kelim, he holds like Rav Yehuda that there's an issa of neilad, and therefore it's us to do shivrei kelim, which is neilad, it broke on Shabbos. And kelim you not only either use because the kli was designated for a specific purpose. Now they're using it for firewood. That's not the main purpose. And like Rabbi Nechemiah says, Dalma ain't kli nitel elul sir tashmish amyuchba. It has to be the tashmish that is its tashmish. It can't be used and changed for another tashmish. We'll stop over here.